So let's take it from the Mishnah on the top there. The Mishnah says, Lo yischar adam problem of Shabbos. A person cannot hire workers on Shabbos. Doing so is a violation of mimsoch avtzecha, that you have to only, you can't deal with your own personal matters. You can only deal with chefzei shemaim. Hiring workers would be considered a personal matter, business matter. That would be a violation of an issur midirban on Shabbos. Mishnah says, further, Lo yomer adam lechaver. A person shouldn't say to his friend, this chalav problem. You can't tell another Jew to get you workers. That would be a similar violation. That would be lifting ever, telling your Jewish friend to get workers for you. So the Rashi points out that Gemara is going to ask, of course, if I can't hire workers, certainly I can't ask my friend to hire workers. So that's an obvious din. So the Gemara is going to address what the chiddush is of that step in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says further, Ein machshichin al hatchum. Machshichin al hatchum means you're going to the tchum by choshech, at dark, where you're trying to prepare for the next step. So you can't go beyond the tchum on Shabbos, but you can stand right by the edge of the tchum as Shabbos is ending, so you're ready to, you know, jump the gun, you know, or cross the line and race to wherever you need to get to. You're not allowed to do that, says the Mishnah. Ein machshichin al hatchum. You can't wait by the tchum, by Motzei Shabbos, before dark, lischol apalim, with the intention of going to hire workers, ulahavi peres, or to go bring peres outside the tchum. The reason is, anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't machshichin al tchum. But what you can do on the Shabbos, about machshich hu lishmor umevi peres biyada. What you can do, however, you could wait by the tchum as Shabbos ends in order to go watch peres. Because if peres were in my vicinity within my tchum, I would be able to watch peres. I could watch peros. There's no violation of being shomer peros on Shabbos, so I could machshichin al tchum when it comes to Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, ein machshichin al tchum lekarv atzma b'Shabbos ad sof atchum. You can't go close to the tchum, the border on Shabbos. Will hachshich sham and wait there for the dark to set in. She karv l'makum hapalm. So you're close to where the workers are hired from. Oh, the pardes l'havi peros to your orchard to collect fruit. The chaldavr she'aser la'asos b'Shabbos, that which is prohibited on Shabbos, it's also aser la'ach shechalav. You can't wait by the border as dark sets in. The val, in contrast to that, Rashi explained, mach shechu, when you can wait on the tchum, li'os karav latzeis lishmor peros, to watch peros aloud, because zed davar mutter b'Shabbos, lishmor peros. If I can watch fruit on Shabbos, there's no violation, im hayu besoch tchumo. If it was in my tchum, I can watch my peros in my backyard. And once I'm going to do that, I could, as a second, as an afterthought, I could also collect peros. I mean, my ikar purpose was to be shomer peros. Once I'm there, I could collect peros. But if my ikar tafkid was to collect peros, then that would even be usher on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says further now, as a klal, the Mishnah just lays out, there's a rule here, just to make everything clear. Klal Amar Abishol. Abishol says in the Mishnah, that kol she'ani zakai b'amirah, so that which I'm zocha, that I'm allowed to say, rashani l'hachshich alav, I'm able to also wait by the tchum as choshech sets in. But that which is usher, I'm not allowed to do. So anything I could tell a friend or going to do on Shabbos for me, then I could do myself, I could be machshich al tchum. That which I can tell him to do, then I can't be machshich al tchum. The Gemara is going to tell us what is added in by this line in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, so the first point here is so the Gemara says now as follows. Maishna hu maishna chavero. What's the difference when the Mishnah says, I can't hire workers, nor can I ask a friend to hire workers? What's the difference, me or a friend? Of course, if I can't, certainly I can't ask my friend to. So Amar Papa, chaver nach, we were talking about a non-Jewish friend. That's what we're talking about him. So the Gemara says, why are you allowed to tell a non-Jewish friend? We already know from a different Mishnah, Maskivla Rav Ashi, Amir Lanachi Shvus. We know Amir L'Akum is already Aser, so why would the Mishnah here tell us something that we already know from elsewhere? That would be completely superfluous. You don't have two Mishnahs that are in the same Asechta, let alone to teach us the same exact concept. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amir Rav Ashi, Afilu Tema Chavero Yisrael. Even to tell a Jewish friend, there's a Chiddush, that even though I can't hire workers, there might have been a Havamina by my friend. Maybe I could tell my friend to hire workers. Why? Hokamash Malan teaching us, Lo Yomer Adam Lechavero Scharli Poalim. I can tell my friend, my Jewish friend, to hire me workers. But the Chiddush is, what I can do is, Aval Omer Adam Lechavero Hanir Shetamod Imi La'erev. I could tell him, you know, meet me by this corner after Shabbos. Now, I'm not telling him why I'm meeting him, but I'm saying meet me, even though he and I both know why I want to meet him. I want to make some arrangement, some business plan. As long as I don't mention why I'm allowed to say that. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says
that Hanira, it's around halfway down Rashi's, Achshav Nira im tamor emile arv, see, meet me by the corner by the evening. Im tabo ilai lichshatech shach, when it gets dark, come meet me. Everyone knows why we're arranging this meeting, because I want to hire him as a worker. So, since I don't explicitly say why I'm meeting him, shari, that's allowed. Why is that allowed? We're about to see, dibur aser. I can't say certain things, I can't describe malacha or business on Shabbos, but hear mutter. But to have thoughts about that which is aser, that would be allowed on Shabbos. So Gemara says further now, Rami le Rav Acha bar Rav Huna le Rava. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan. I skipped a line. I'm sorry. I skipped a few lines here. 1 second here. Okay. Again. Aval Omer adam mechaveru hanira shetamori mila erev. I could tell a guy meet me by the evening at the corner. Umasnisin mani. Who's the Mishnah? Who authored the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Disanya lo yomer adam mechaveru. You can't say to your friend hanira shetamori mila erev. The Tanakhama says you can't tell the guy meet me at the corner. That's aser according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Omer Adam L'chaver, you can tell a friend, Hanir Shetamori Mila'erev, that meet me by the corner without explaining why. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So how do we paskin? Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, Ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. If Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, what's the reason? Why does he allow this? The Chassid quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Mimtso Chavtsecha V'daber Davar. So only that, you know, you can't find your own chavtecha. Your own matters is not allowed, and you have to be careful how you speak on Shabbos. So the Gemara is medayik from the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Dibur is aser, hihur mutter. You have to know the context here. The Pasuk before this is talking about oneg Shabbos, the karasal Shabbos oneg l'kadosh Hashem v'chubad, and so on, and it says v'daber daver. So dibur is aser, describing malacha is aser, but hihur is mutter. Thoughts of that which is aser, thoughts of malacha is permitted. So that's why you're allowed to say, meet me by the corner. So Gemara asks the question, Rami lei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, l'Rava. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan dibur aser, hihur mutter. Is that really true that he permits hihur? Amma we see must be a general concept here, hihur lav kedibur dami. That when a person has a thought, it's not considered speech. So now the Gemara is going to take this as a general discussion now. So v'hamar Rabba bar Barchana outside of Hilcha Shabbos, just here. We see hearer on Shabbos is allowed because hearer is not considered dibur. So too, amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol makom mutter lehaher. You're allowed to think of matters of Torah anywhere you are, except for chutz mi beis hamerchatz, mi beis hakiseh, except for the bathhouse, the bathroom, not allowed to. So we see that hearer is kedibur, because I can't think in the places of tumah. Gemara says, no, there's a special din by bathrooms, shiny hasam diba'inan v'haya machanecha kadosh v'leka. When it comes to the thinking of Torah, has to be only places machanecha kadosh, and that excludes a bathroom and a bathhouse. It's a special din by Torah and Kedusha. But as opposed to here in Shabbos, this has nothing to do with the Pasuk Hayam Achanecha Kadosh. So Gemara says, Hachanami, it says by the Pasuk by Erva, V'lo Yirabecha Erva's Davar. So it says the word Davar, that only Davar is asked by Erva, but Hirhur would be Mutter. So the Gemara says, so really you should be able to be Mahaher by a person in the place of a makum erva, a makum tuma, that should be allowed based on the pasuk of davar. So Gemara says, no, hahu mi baylei lichdav Yehuda, damar Rav Yehuda, akum arum asa likros kriyashma kinegda. We learn a din here that a person is not allowed to have extra pasuk lo yira b'cha erva's davar. We learn that a person cannot recite a shema or any other divrei Torah in front of a akum who's arum. So, of course you can. That's Erva. My Iriya Akam. My Dafka Goy is it Aser. Afil Yisrael Nami. Even in front of a Yisrael who's not dressed properly, it's Aser to speak Divrei Torah. So Gemara says, Lomi Boy Kamar. Lomi Boy Yisrael da Aser. Needless to say that in front of a Yisrael who's Erva, that's certainly Aser. Aval Akam. But in front of Akam, I would have thought maybe it would be permitted to speak Torah in front of Akam Aram. Why? Kevin de Chsibba says in the Pasuk, Asher Basar Chamorim Bisaram, that the flesh of an Akum is like a chamor, and not considered a human, not considered other, maybe that won't be considered erva. A meshaper dummy, I would say maybe you're allowed to. Kamashmon, we learn from the Pasuk, that no, any type of erva, bein Yisrael, bein Akum, it's aser to speak Torah. So Gemara's Ema Hachanami, maybe Taka, the baser of an Akum is considered baser chamorim. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, Amar Krav, the ervas avim loro, they did not see the ervas of avim, referring to Noach, they didn't see the erva of the Noach, and Noach was a ben Noach, and he was a goy. And we see the pasuk calls it an erva. So we see that an erva, even of a goy, is considered an erva. So that's all a special din by Torah in front of a makom erva, in front of a makom tumah. That's where even hirhur would be usur. When it comes to outside of this world, we actually assume hirhur is lav kedibur dami, and that's why in Shabbos you're allowed to be mahaher on isur malachas. So there is a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf whether hirhur is kedibur dami. It talks about many different contexts. Let's say a person wants to wake up in the morning, he thinks of Torah. Do you have to say birchas haTorah in the morning or not? And there are many applications of this. So there's some machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah there in the Gemara in Brachos brings a raya from the Gemara here in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun. It's a raya they paskin hirhur lav kedibur dami. Coming from the very fact we paskin, you're allowed to be mahaher on that which is asr on Shabbos. It's permitted. Must be everywhere else on Shas. Hirhur lav kedibur. Not everybody agrees to this raya. That's at least the position of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, the Torah writes, even though hirhur is mutter on Shabbos, you can think on business matters on Shabbos, the Torah says, nonetheless, it's a violation of onik Shabbos to think of so. You haven't violated any isser. There's no isser. It's not a violation of daber daver. Daber daver is only when you speak. When you're maharir about malacha, there's no violation of daber daver, but this still takes away, it detracts from the onik Shabbos. That's what the Torah says, to think of it. Now, the Beis Yosef takes a little bit further. He says, if a person is so worried about his business, he actually thinks it's some violation of Asisa Kol Melachtecha. It's not simply detracting from Onik Shabbos, but the Beis Yosef thinks there's some violation of a form of a malach involved in Bimahara. So it's certainly not recommended. Although it's permitted, it certainly does take away aspects of Shabbos, of being Mahar on Shabbos. Yeah, it's based on the Gemara here. But even though it's mutter, so at the end of the day, they highly recommend that one should not do so. Now, interesting discussion comes up in terms of hirhur, lav dafka on Shabbos, when it comes to zmiros. As a person that sings zmiros with his wife and with his daughters, with his sisters, is that allowed or not? So they bring a discussion for the Kovitz Chuvos that says, if you're singing with a woman who's singing also, so her singing is a kolisha, and you're speaking in front of them, that's considered a violation of davar be'erva. You're speaking in front of the erva. But they say if you're not singing, you're just listening, so it's only hirhur of divrei Torah, because zmiros themselves are considered divrei Torah. So if you're speaking words in front of kolisha. If you're only thinking them, paying attention, that's only hirhur, and hirhur might not be considered a violation in front of the ervas davar. So to hear, it would be allowed. Some poskim say, since you're so used to hearing your daughters, your sisters, your wife's voice, that's not considered a kol erva. Either way, it becomes based on this concept of hirhur versus dibur in front of a kol erva. The Gemara then says, and now the last 15 lines or so of the Amud here, the dibur mi aser, is it really true speaking is aser? V'har Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Dami Tervaya, both of them say, cheshbono shel mitzvah mutil lecheshbon b'shabbos. You're allowed to make calculations related to a mitzvah, could be to a simcha, about different calculations. V'amar Rav Lazar, further, poskim stakal ani b'shabbos. You're allowed to decide how much money should go to this ani, how much money should go to that ani. V'amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, amar Rav Yochan, mefakim b'kuch nefesh b'kuch rabim b'shabbos. You're allowed to deal with various matters pertaining to the saving of a life, or related to communal matters on Shabbos, even though it's business related or money related. You can even have meetings, board meetings on Shabbos, which relates to the needs of the tzibur. Further on this list, the tartios, the karkosios, the bislakos, seven types of theaters and amphitheaters, you're allowed to go meet on Shabbos as well, the pakech al iske rabim b'Shabbos, to deal with very important, pressing communal matters. V'tana de Beit Menashe, Meshadchan al Tinokos, La'aretz b'Shabbos, you can make shiduchim on Shabbos and talk about costs of weddings and things of that sort. V'atinok l'lamdo sefer, and prices of tuition, l'lamdo umenus, and to teach even a trade. Amar Kross, so the Pasuk says here, so that these things are all permitted. So it's not simply hirhur is mutter, but even dibur is mutter. So the Gemara says that Amar Kra mimsochav tzecha v'daber davar, chavatzecha asurim, only your personal matters are asur, but chefse shemaim mutter, that which relates to chefse shemaim, and all these things listed are considered chefse shemaim. When it comes to mitzvahs, it comes to tzarchei rabim, when it comes to even getting a job, all these things are considered chefse shemaim, and for that reason, the one is allowed to discuss these matters even on Shabbos. This is one of the riyas. We don't need really a riyah, but those who are against, you know, working, and stam working is considered bidyeved, you have to learn and learn and learn. Obviously, that's not true, but there are a number of riyas in the Gemara that clearly working is considered a mitzvah, and these are one of the riyas. One of the riyas is the obligations a father has to teach a child. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes teaches us he has to to teach a child it's a mitzvah avla ben is to teach him a trade. He has to have a parnasa. Another one is the fact you're able to discuss matters of teaching a trade to your child or to anyone, that would be allowed as well. Must be considered hefte shemaim, and you can speak about these matters on Shabbos. Now, this is not a hefte to discuss business. It's talking about setting up a guy who needs parnasa, but talk about added business and stock trades and things of that sort. That it would be usher, but it talks about a person who really needs it. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, "Lamda umanos dehanami mitzvah." Right, teaching a trade is also a mitzvah. Rashi says, "The chol she'ena malamda umnos malamda listus." If you don't teach a trade, you're teaching them how to steal them. Umitzvah yafina mikrab kedushin on daf lama. They teach the source of this. So it's not talking about a guy who already has a business and what he wants. Trying to get a guy to get a parnas in the first place, that is considered a chefsei shemayim. Gemara then says, last four lines of the page here, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheshbonos Shel Melech B'Shel Mabakach. So this is an interesting line here. If the calculations pertaining to the Melech, which is not yours, it's the king's matters, the government's matters, or Shel Mabakach, which means nothing related to you. It's Mabakach, it doesn't affect me at all. That's Mutter L'Cheshbon B'Shabbos, because it doesn't relate to me. Only matters that relate to me is going to be a violation of the Daber Daber. But to speak about the king, which doesn't relate to me, or some other person's business, that's not a violation of Shabbos. Tani Nami Hachi, the Raisa says further, Cheshbonos She'avru, calculations of the past, past purchases of mine, or costs of mine, or She'asidin Lios, or that which I am going to pay in the future, an upcoming expense, these are Aser L'Cheshbon. I'm not allowed to make calculations of these in Shabbos. Bain L'Sha'avar, Bain L'Sha'asid is Aser in Shabbos. However, Shel Melech V'Shemabakach, but if it relates to the king, or Mabakach, nothing to do with me at all, just completely unrelated to me, that's Mutter L'Cheshbon, that's allowed on Shabbos. So Gemara says we're going to pose a stira, because one Brisa says that which already is in the past costs, I paid in the past, is not allowed to be spoken on Shabbos, but now we're going to bring a brisa that l'sha'avar is allowed to be discussed on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, u'reminhu, choshvin cheshbonos she'enon tzrichin, you're allowed to make calculations of that which you don't need anymore, v'chein machashin cheshbonos she'tzrichin b'Shabbos, and that which you still need that are outstanding, you cannot make such calculations on Shabbos. Ketad, what do you mean? Omer adam l'chaver, I can tell my friend, kach v'kach palim hotesi al sadazu, v'kach v'kach dinarim hotesi al dirazu, I spend this much money to build my house, this much money to fix this field. I'm allowed to say what I paid in the past, because it's no longer shayach to me. That's already in the past. I can say I paid this much money in the past, and I now need to pay the rest of the cost upcoming. To speak about future costs, that would be a violation. But either way, there's a contradiction, because earlier we said l'sha'avar, the cost that took place in the past, I can't mention. But here the Braisa says that which I paid for the workers, I can mention. So what's the din? Can I mention previous costs, or can I not mention previous costs? And the Gemara says ela ha dika agra de agira gabe ha deleka agra de agira gabe. Depends. If I still have some outstanding payments I owe them, that's considered outstanding. Maybe I made the deal with them last week, they finished their work, but I still owe them money, that's still considered a current cost. But the other case where I already paid everything up, I paid the bill, that's considered in the past, that would be allowed to be mentioned on Shabbos. The Gemara then says, ein mechach machshichin. So ein machshichin, we said a person is not allowed to go to the tchum to get ready to do some type of melacha right after Shabbos is over, that would be aser. So the Gemara brings an interesting maisa here. It has to do with hirhur Shabbos. So it says, Tanur Rabbanan maisa b'chassid echa. There's a story of a particular chassid, a very pious individual, shenifrata lo peret b'soch sadeu, and there was a breach in his fence, something broke open, I don't know, wind, animal, something broke open his fence, v'nimlach aleh legodra, and he decided he's going to fix the fence, v'nizka sheshabbos, so then he remembered, it's Shabbos, so he stopped, v'nimna, he held back from building on Shabbos, osa chassid, that particular chassid didn't build it on Shabbos, v'lo godra, and he ended up not having to build any fence at all, v'nasala neis, v'alsala b'tzlaf, a tzlaf tree grew in that place where there was a little break in the fence, when we met ha'yisa parnasaso, u'parnasas anchebeso, and now he was able to feed himself and his family based on that miracle. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says a tzlaf tree, it's three narrow lines down, Rashi says tzlaf, Elon Gadaho, it's a very large tree. Ubal anafam harbe, many branches, so it was able to plug the hole in the fence. V'shlosha minei ocha, that it grows three different types of fruit, beperos, avyonos, kafrisin, lulavim, and therefore he's able to feed his family from this safshi. So that was the nes that happened to him in this particular situation. So he's maharher to do malacha, and he stopped, and he was able to be zocha to the nes. Interesting, Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer points out here, he brings from the Sefer Gilgulim of the Arizal, he says this individual, this chassid, was actually a Gilgul of the Mekoshesh, who we know as Tzlachad. That's why a Tzlaf tree grew here. It was apparently a remez to Tzlachad. That's what was going on here, according to the Arizal. Interesting. Gemara then says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutter, it's permitted, Mutter lo Ares, rather, Mutter lo Adam, Lomer lechavero, lechrach ploni ani holech, Lamachar, I'm not to tell a person I'm traveling to some distant city. I could say that tomorrow. Isn't usher to speak about that which you can't do on Shabbos? So the Gemara says it's not so usher to do on Shabbos. Shem yesh borgenin holech. If there were to be borgenin, what's borgenin? So these are some sugis we're going to discuss in Maseches Erevin. But when going outside the tchum, if there are different like tents and people living along the way, that's able to extend the borders of the town. So I can have a city from city A to city B. If they're borgenin along the way, that will be considered an expansion of the city, expansion of the tchum, and that would be permitted. So you could speak about that. So anything that's within walking distance on Shabbos, even though it's outside the tchum, as long as I can walk on it sometime during Shabbos, it might take 6 hours to get there, but if it's at least I could get there within the 6 hours of Shabbos, tchum does not play effect. But to say I'm going to go to New York to Los Angeles tomorrow, that's also because it's impossible to walk from Los Angeles to New York or vice versa on Shabbos without having to drive or ride a plane. So only that which is within walking distance, even though it's outside the tchum, you can mention on Shabbos. Because in theory, again, you could actually get there had things been set up a little bit differently. So Gemara then says, Tanan, Ein machshichin al tchum, lischar po'alim, a person cannot wait by the border, by the tchum.
This is to, so the guy should go with him, or just even...
Just stop, just tell him the guy, tell him the story. So the Mishnah then said, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Ein machshichin al tchum, lischar po'alim, you can't wait by the border, by the tchum, with the intent of hiring workers right after Shabbos. Because again, anything you can't, we saw in the Mishnah, anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't be machshichin al tchum to do right after Shabbos. And similarly, ulahavi peros, you also can't go bring peros that are outside the tchum, you can't be machshichin to bring peros. So Gemara says, I understand bishlama, lischar poalim, dibishabbos, lamatzi agra. I understand, I can't hire workers on Shabbos, so I also can't wait by the tchum as the evening sets in Motzei Shabbos. Ulahavi peros, why not? Why can't I bring fruit? Lema shem yesh sham mechitos maybe. So right now the havamin is we're talking about fruit that are detached. I've got some apples that already fell off the tree in my orchard. It's outside the erev, outside the tchum. But we said had there been a borgen, had there been a little tents, it would have been within the tchum. So too I could say had there been walls around my orchard, I could also be able to fetch my peros. So well, why can I say why can't I be machshichin al tchum with respect to lahavi peros? So Gemara says no. The problem here is it's not an issue of tchum or Hotzah. Had the only issue been Tchum or Hotzah, Einach Nami, I could be waiting by the Tchum until Shabbos is over. But here we're talking about a situation, Mishkachas La, Beperos HaMechubar. We're talking about where the fruit are attached to the tree, and now this is not simply a violation of Tchum or a violation of Hotzah, it's a violation of Ktsira. And if it's a violation of Kota, which I can't do on Shabbos, so then I certainly can't be Machshichin Al Tchum. So Gemara says, "Va'atani Rabbi Oshaya." Rabbi Oshaya says, "Ein machshichin al tchum l'havi tevin v'kash." I can't wait by the tchum Motzei Shabbos for it to get dark to go fetch tevin v'kash, different types of straw. So Gemara says, "Bishma, I understand kash mishkach l'bemechuber kash straw could become straw still while it's attached to the ground. So you have mechuber. So that's why I can't get kash because it could be mechuber l'karka, and I can't be machshichin on that which is usher to do on Shabbos." Ella tevin, which are grains, and that's sure that's considered, that tevin can only become tevin if you let the grains, after it's been detached, it becomes tevin. So there's no such thing as a tevin that's mechubel karka. Tevin, by definition, is that which is tallish. So if it's tallish already, so shouldn't I be able to wait by the tchum, Motzei Shabbos? I could collect tevin. Had it been in the tchum, I could collect it. So certainly, if it's outside the tchum, I should be able to be machshichin al tchum. So why can't I be machshichin al tchum for tevin? So Gemara says, Heich meshkachza betivna sara, which is muksa. It's tevin that kind of went bad, and therefore it's muksa. It's not simply an issue of tchum, it's an issue of muksa. And since it's muksa and Shabbos, I can't be machshichin al tchum to wait to fetch it right after Shabbos either. So Gemara then says, There's actually interesting Tosas here. Take a look at Tosas. Dibur Maskel b'mechuber. B'mechuber mishkachla. All in the bottom Tosas writes b'mechuber mishkachla. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says the la mishum tlisha nakala. The alpha gav shemechubal arts. Even though these we're talking about the case of the kash. Kash is straw that went dry. When straw it's dry, it's still be connected to the ground. The Gemara says. So what's the problem of taking kash when it's attached to the ground? You and I would say it's kotzer, right? If I've got dried grain attached to the ground, plucking out of the kark would be kotzer. Tosi says no. It's not mishum tlisha nakula. It's not because of kotzer. The afagav the mechubal arts. Even though the straw is still attached to the ground, ein ba isra tlisha. It's not called tlisha. Why? Kaven sheyavish ein yonik min arts. Since it's dried, it's no longer nourishing from the ground anymore. And the definition of kotzer is not that which is mechubal karka, rather it's that which is yonik, that which nourishes from the ground. And he goes on to prove this from the Gemara in Nechum. We don't have to go through right now. You jump down two lines in Tosos. He says the ein dino klal k'mechubar, even though it's physically attached, it's not halachically considered attached. V'had the kamar hacha b'mechubar meshkachesla. So what's also about plucking kash off the out of the ground? Hainu mishum itzer yifui karka. What's yifui karka? That's a violation of chorish, of making the land look nice. When there's kash, when there's straw on my ground, it doesn't look nice. When I pull the straw out, it makes the ground look nicer. That's a violation of chorish. So what comes out from here, Tosos and Rashi also elsewhere says that kotzer only applies to that which is being yonik from the karka. That which is yavish is not a violation of kotzer. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says kotzer does apply to that which is yavish as well. So there's a very fundamental machlokas in terms of the definition of kotzer. According to the Rambam, Rambam says kotzer is to detach anything that's mechubal karka. Tosa says kotzer is only when you're kotzer that which is yonik from the karka, only that which is living off the karka. But once it's already dried up and it's no longer living, it's no longer yonik, that's no longer kotzer, and he has to find some other malacha that fits into this.
And it's not metakim because it's not usable when it's attached.
Metakim would be, that's which malacha though? Which malacha would be metakim? Metakim is not malacha.
Tikkun is not.
No, tikkun would be derabana, but it has to be, we're talking about malacha derais here. So malacha derais would be choresh of just beautifying the property. So Gemara then says, back inside the Gemara says, Tashma, machshichin al tchum lepakeach al iske kalav al iske hameis. So the Gemara is now being medayik, that you're allowed to wait by the tchum in order to prepare matters for the chasen kala. That's allowed. But the Gemara is medayik, al iske kala umeis in, for matters relating to a kala, matters related to a meis, you're allowed to machshichin al tchum in. However, al iske acher lo, but some other matter, you would not be able to wait by the tchum. So what's the other matter? What's the contrast here? What's similar to kal and mace, but it's usr? For the kal and mace itself, to go prepare for the wedding, to go prepare for the levaya, that's allowed. But that which is related, it's still something usr. So just look at, so the Gemara says, Bishma, there's an acher, dumi de kala. What's something similar to a kala, yet usr? Mishkachasla, lemigzele asa. You speak, many Gemaras and Ksubas talk about how Hadassim played a very strong role in the Kala, under a Chuppah. So they wanted to make a Chuppah out of Hadassim. Asa is Aramaic for Hadassim. So that's Asr to do on Shabbos. Because to prepare for the Kala herself, to go meet the Kala, that's all to go to the wedding, that's allowed. But in order to start waiting by the Tchum, to make a Chuppah, to cut the Hadassim, that would be Asr. That's what you can't do on Shabbos, so you couldn't do machshichin al tchum to go ahead and prepare the chuppah itself. Ela mace, my nihu. So what's the mace? What's a comparable case to the mace that we say is actually usher? So Gemara says, if it's talking about my nihu, if it's talking about lohavi, lo aron, aron matachrichin, that you can't bring the aron, you can't bring the tachrichin for the mace, but katani mace in, the aval acher lo, bamai. Why can't you bring the aron tachrichin? The email we should say lema shim yesha mechitos maybe. So you should we said any time there's a violation which is only a violation of hotzah or tchum, you can be machshichin al tchum. So if the issue is only trying to fetch the aron tachrichim, which is only a violation of hotzah and tchum, you should be able to machshichin al tchum for the aron and tachrichim. Why would that be usur? So Gemara says, no, we're talking about meis nami mishkachasla lemigzalei glima, in order to prepare the tachrichim, to cut the tachrichim, to sew and to weave the clothing, that's where it's usher. So to wait by the tchum to go to the levaya, to wait by the tchum to go to the chasen kala, that's allowed. But to wait to the tchum to prepare to cut the chabla, to cut the glima, to cut the tachrichim, that's where we say it would be usher to do so. So Gemara then says, ava machshichim. The Mishnah had said, although certain cases you can wait by the Tchum, other cases you'd be allowed to. So the Gemara says that one of the examples you're allowed to, the Mishnah says, Aval, Machshichim, you're allowed to wait by the Tchum. This is talking about which case again? This is? To watch the fruit, so that's allowed. So the Gemara says, this is all allowed, Afagav de lo Avdil. Even though a person did not do Havdol yet, you're still allowed to. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Afagav de lo Avdil, Asefa de Masnisin Metame. It's wondering, it's asking a question on the Seifa, the Katani, Umevi Peros Biyado, the Kotiton, Nemechuber, Bulavdala. So it says that, you know, a person, once he goes, he waits by the Tchum in order to be Shomer Peros. So then the Mishnah implies that once Shabbos is over, so then you could go ahead and cross over the border, and then you could actually start collecting the fruit. Even though your intention was to be Shomer, once you're there and Shabbos is over, you'll have to start cutting down the fruit. So the Gemara says, is this true? The guy didn't do Avdallah. He's standing by the Tchum. He's not by his house. He's not by his base Knesset. Where's the Avdallah? Where's the coast? Where's the Mesamim? Where's the Eish? So we see the moment Shabbos is over, you could go ahead and start doing Melacha even without Avdallah. Is that allowed? V'afagav de la Avdil. V'hamer Rebbe Elazar ben Antignos. Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Asilo l'adam shiaso chafatza v'kodem shiavdil. You can't do personal matters until you make Avdallah. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me the Avdil Betfila, he davened Shmon Esrei, he said, Atachon Antonu, V'amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, V'ham Avdil Betfila, Tzach Shavdil HaKos. You still need to make a bracha HaKos. You only did part of Havdalah, you didn't do the full Havdalah. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me the Avdil HaKos, no, yes, he did Havdalah. He said Havdalah Betfila, he said Havdalah HaKos. Kos Besada Mi'ika, the guy standing in the end of his field, he's got a cup, a kos of yain to say Havdalah. So the Gemara says, no, Targuma Rabbi Nosan Barami Kame Dirava Bein Hagitos Shanu. He was talking about, he was standing between his wine cellar in the field where he had a bunch of grapes to press and there was plenty of wine available. So yes, it wasn't a field of wheat, it was a field of grapevines, and that's the situation we're talking about here. So Gemara then says, Amalei Rabbi Abel Ravashi B'Ma'arav in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, Amrina, they would say, Hachi, Ma'avdiyo Ben Kodesh Lechol, they'd simply say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, and then they'd go ahead and do work. So Rashi explains here Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol lehakeira ba'alma lelavos es hamelch. The only purpose of Havdalah, people think if you were to ask a little child what's the purpose of Havdalah, Havdalah ends Shabbos. You can't do Melacha. Shabbos continues until you say Havdalah. You don't make Havdalah until Tuesday, that means Shabbos continues until Tuesday. Not true, says Rashi. Shabbos ends when Shabbos ends, regardless of whether I make Havdalah or not. I just need to make Havdalah as a heker ba'alma just to recognize Shabbos is over for myself. Without that heker, I'm not allowed to. But it's not that Shabbos ends with Havdalah. Shabbos ends on its own. Havdalah just tells me, it's a reminder to me, that Shabbos is now over. There is a very interesting Rambam here, and a Brisker Rav on the Rambam, who says differently. That sounds like, it goes back and forth, but sounds like Havdalah actually ends Shabbos. In the end day, it's not so clear that the Rambam holds that way, but they do point to this Rashi, that Havdalah does not end Shabbos, it's simply a heker ba'alma. Because there is a discussion that you're not allowed to do any malacha before making Havdalah. That's a Gemara M'sachem. Why not? So one shot is because Shabbos isn't over until the Havdalah, so Melacha is still Asr. The other point is no. Just like we have by any other mitzvah, Bedikas Chametz, for some reason, Bedikas Chametz and Eretz Chanukah are the only mitzvahs we learn about in school, that you can't do any Melacha, no eating before Havdalah, or rather no eating before Bedikas Chametz, no eating before Eretz Chanukah. It's true of any mitzvah. 30 minutes prior to that mitzvah, you can't do any work, you can't do any, you can't eat either. But not melacha of Shabbos, you can't do any melacha that's going to get you too busy that you might forget to do the particular mitzvah. So the reason why you can't do melacha before Havdalah is not because of Shabbos. You can't do melacha before Havdalah because you have a mitzvah of Havdalah, like the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, like the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. That's why you can't do melacha, but nothing to do with Shabbos continuing to go on. So a pashup shot is Havdalah is really leheker ba'ama, like Rashi says here. Now, in the end of the day, there really is a machlokas rishonim, what really allows a person to do work. So Rashi holds simply a heker ba'alma. There's a riff that says you have to make Havdalah, a full Havdalah, al hakos as well. That's what you really need to do. It sounds like from the riff that Havdalah really ends Shabbos, or maybe just he requires more
to accomplish the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And then the Ritva says you need a full havdalah, not just simply bracha ma'adi ben kosher kol, the full havdalah, but the kosher bracha is not me'akev, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So there are three shitas of what qualifies for havdalah. And then let's finish the last line of the Gemara now. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav Ashi, ki avina be'er Rav Kahana, when I was in the house of Rav Kahana, hava Amar ma'adi ben kosher kol, u'mesaltinan silti. What does that mean? So Rashi says, mesaltinan silti, Cholten Eitim, they started to chop wood at that point, meaning simply saying a Baruch HaMavdim Mikor Shechol, that's enough to allow you to do Malacha, and you can go ahead and do it. You still have the mitzvah of doing Havdalah Al Kos, but again, in terms of the Heker Ba'alma, it's sufficient to simply say HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. Okay, we'll stop here. Here's the Shem, we'll continue tomorrow. We have to think about starting the morning Kolel in the end of the month.